and Roll Hall of Fame, or lack thereof, 80%. So it was a really well-written article in The Guardian, and so the musicians who are featured in The Guardian are featured in my playlist, but I am starting initially with a song that has a little bit of a Christmas element to it, but I think of it as a springtime song.
Is this the one that we would know from the musical, My Favorite Things?
Well, you'll have to see now, won't
you? I knew you'd say that. All right, thanks everyone so much for listening. It is 11 a.m. here at WMFO. I'm Mike. If they let me, I'll come back next week and do it again at 9. Stay tuned for Kirsten and Something About the Women.
Raindrops on roses and whiskers and kittens, bright copper kettles and warm woolen mittens, brown paper packages tied up with string. These are a few of my favorite things. Cream-colored ponies and crisp apple strudel, doorbells and sleigh bells and schnitzel with noodles, wild geese that fly with the moon on their wings. These are a few of my favorite things. When that dog bites, when that bee stings, when I'm feeling so sad, I simply remember my favorite things, and then I don't feel so bad. Dresses with blue satin sashes, snowflakes that fall on my nose and eyelashes, silver white winters that melt into spring. These are a few of my favorite things. And raindrops on roses and whiskers on kittens, bright copper kettles and warm woolen mittens, wild geese that fly with the moon on their wings. These are a few of my favorite things. When that dog bites, when that bee stings, when I'm feeling so sad, I simply remember my favorite things, and then I don't feel so bad. I don't feel so sad. With those raindrops on roses and whiskers on woolly woolly kittens, woolly woolly kittens. These are a few of my favorite things. My favorite things.
Well, that was Maggie Galloway with My Favorite Things. And one of my favorite things is to come here and host Something About the Women. Something About the Women has been on air for 50 years now, and as we were just talking about, still necessary. This article in The Guardian, Alan says, is being well received, so I'm going to look into this even further. Written by Courtney Love and representative of a lot of women, past, present, and future, in the music community. One of these musicians is Patti Smith.
Kissing in a river, watching it rise. Tattoo fingers shy away from me. Voices, voices mesmerize. Voices, voices picking and seeing.
Thank you.
Okay, well, once again, you are listening to 91.5 FM WMFO, Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. This show is something about the women. My name is Kirsten. I share the mic with Jane and Sue. We alternate weeks, and this is my week. Thrilled to be here. Absolutely. So happy to be here in spinning music on this beautiful station. So appreciate the view of the campus and coming in and having Mike on the mic hosting a show before Something About the Women. It's all good. So I started this show with Maggie Galloway, and that was a version of my favorite things. Maggie Galloway is a jazz vocalist influenced by Sarah Vaughan. Maggie attended Berklee, yes, here, our Berklee School of Music, and has a residency in Malden, it looks like, at All Seasons Table with the AST Jazz Trio and guests playing the first two Fridays and Saturdays of each month. So good food and fantastic music. Now, I mentioned earlier that Jane had sent around an article that was in The Guardian, Why Are Women So Marginalized, by the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. It was written by Courtney Love. And throughout the article, Courtney talks very eloquently about musicians who have really influenced women's role in music, those who have been overlooked or delayed by the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, and the future of women in music. So my show, I will have these musicians interspersed with something to say. And I started with the first three, Patti Smith, Heart, and The Runaways. That was Patti Smith, Pissin' in a River, Heart, Barracuda, and The Runaways, Dead and Justice. There is another musician who was mentioned in this particular song, and I will tell you the intel after I have played the song. So here we go.
People say they are in this holy way. There are strange things happening every day. On that last great judgment day, when they drive them all away, there are strange things happening every day. Every day.
Every day.
Every day.
Every day.
There are strange things happening every day.
Every day.
Every day.
Every day.
Every day. There are strange things happening every day. If you want to view the crime, you must learn to quit your dine. There are strange things happening every day. If you hew right to the line, you can live right all the time. There are strange things happening every day. Every day.
Okay, well, that was Sister Rosetta Tharpe, Strange Things Happening Every Day. And according to this article, this song was recorded in 1944, and it is a song with her evangelical guitar playing that changed music forever and created what we now call rock and roll. So that is a pretty strong statement, considering that, once again, women are represented in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame by 8%. So not a very high number. Hopefully we will see improvement in that. And as I go through this set of music, perhaps it will tell the story. Now we have women who are performing out there all the time. And so these are some of the musicians who have been playing in the local Boston, Cambridge, Somerville area recently. Actually, Girl with a Hawk and Robin Lane were in Shirley, Massachusetts, which is a tad bit out of that area, but it's just out Route 2. And it's a fantastic place, and they have a very good menu. And as I can now brag, I don't know if I get to brag, but Linda Vienz of Girl with a Hawk and Robin Lane performed on the same stage, which was later a location for Gloria Steinem. I forget what date Gloria Steinem was at Bull Run, but shortly thereafter, like 2 weeks after. So with no further ado, here is Girl with a Hawk.
Snow globe.
giving up its pain on repair. Where to go and who to be when that door opens up for me? My pain, my past, my peace, my hell. I feel the sun upon my face, touch the grass for the grace. It's not enough, it's I'm dreaming of. Ooh, it's not enough, it's I'm dreaming of. Ooh, it's not enough. Oh, it's not enough. Ooh, it's not enough, it's all I'm dreaming of.
Oh, oh. Like a game of worldwide karaoke, and my rich friends and me to sit and blow smoke rings. There's nothing happening and it's happening too fast. Try to interpret but the message is scrambled. The institutions that I lean on have crumbled. I've got the world's ear, I'm all fucking mumbled. I guess I'm just another link in a chain.
I wanna see myself from there.
crystal. Lines connect and patterns form. Thunder rolls and slow wind blows, then new rain falls again. Rolling down the window pane, swollen worlds they all contain. It's hard to know just why, although there's nothing to fear, no, there's nothing to fear.
People won't give you the real talk on drugs, but it's time we know the facts. Fentanyl is killing people. It's a powerful opioid, often made illegally and commonly mixed with illicit drugs. It can even be pressed into counterfeit pills that resemble prescription medications. Just 2 milligrams, about the size of a few grains of sand, can potentially be lethal. This isn't an ad to scare you, but it is an ad to make you think twice. Get the facts. Go to realdealonfentanyl.com. This message is brought to you by the Ad Council.
That is correct. We are not going to tell you what to do, but suggest that perhaps you get the facts. Okay, well, as DJs here at WMFO, we strongly support musicians that perform in the local area. And so that represents the last set of music that I just played. We were able to hear Girl with a Hawk and Robin Lane recently at Bull Run. Fantastic venue outside of the Boston-Cambridge-Somerville area, but fairly easy to get to if you have a car, because you just go out Route 2 and keep going, and then you make a couple turns and they have a fantastic room. Tables. It looks like an event room, like where you would go for a, I don't know, whatever you do after a wedding, whatever that's called. Where you dance and have party and eat and drink. And they do. They have music and they have food and beverages. So highly recommend it. And then Ezra Furman played just the other night on Wednesday over at Sinclair. Ezra is from here, from Tufts. And she had a residency over at Once Ballroom right before the pandemic hit. In fact, that February, I was there, I think it was Tuesday nights, once a week. And it was really just such an amazing venue to just kind of sit and lounge around and knit while I was listening to music. Sinclair wasn't quite that experienced, but was a fabulous, fabulous show. So in that three-song set, I started with Girl with the Hawk, Same Stars, that is a single release. Ezra Furman, Lousy Connection, and that is from the recording Perpetual Motion People. And then Robin Lane, New Fear, from Robin Lane's solo album, Dirt Road to Heaven. Robin Lane also has recordings as Robin Lane and the Chartbusters. This is a solo album. Robin is a fabulous performer and really has so much... It's music history, but I love hearing it from Robin's perspective. So there you have that. Okay, well, on Mike on the Mic, Mike actually had some live guests today, and he co-hosted with Mike Stewart. It's great to see Mike Stewart in the station. I did not get here early enough to see Smitty, but just a fabulous musician and supporter of local radio. I mean, Smitty is just like so in tune with what is going on and performs in not one but two bands, Smitty and the Fez Tones and Lily Billy Lost. And once you get to know Smitty, it is easy to recognize him without the fez. His second guest, Alan Williams, was here. Alan Williams is an ethnomusicologist and also a singer-songwriter. He has the latest solo effort called Currents, and one of the conversations that we had to do with Bandcamp. Bandcamp is just a great place to buy music. A lot of artists are working not only on their musical creations, but how to send it out in the world. So it's easy to get MP3s and you can carry them with you, but a lot of these artists are putting out really amazing album covers and art on the album covers. They're working even with the vinyl. I have just a rainbow of colors of vinyl in my collection now because they have made that extra effort. So in this next set of music, I'm going to be playing some of the musicians who I've recently gotten music from on Bandcamp. So I highly recommend shopping there. Amethyst Key of the Wild Reeds and Efo Donovan. So here we go with no further ado. Music.
Where you headed? Are you in a hurry? Need a lift to Happy Albacete? Oh no. Do you break for distilled spirits? I need a break as well. The well that inebriates the guilt. Troubled times, you know I cannot lie. I'm off the wagon and I'm hitching a ride. Cold turkey's getting stale. Tonight I'm eating crow. Fermented salmonella poison. There's a drought at the fountain of youth, and I'm dehydrated. My tongue is swelling up, I say. Troubled times, you know I cannot lie. I'm off the wagon and I'm hitching a ride. Thank you.
table to your right hand. Little traces are the proof that I exist.
Traces are the proof that you exist. guess that I dreamed that I was a child. How where the pines grow wild and tall, I was trying.
So once again, you are listening to 91.5 FM WMFO. We are located in Medford Tufts. We are Freeform Radio. This show is called Something About the Women. My name is Kirsten. I share the mic with Sue and with Jane. We have a rotation going, and we each have our own style of music. I'm firmly entrenched in local music scene and who's performing, and strong supporter of Bandcamp. And as I mentioned, I am also highlighting this article that Jane had distributed to us that was in The Guardian, having to do with women's acceptance in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. So as I mentioned, Bandcamp is my go-to now for music. I actually won't go anywhere else other than local music stores and shows, of course. So when I was at Ezra Furman Show, I purchased a vinyl album of Ezra's music, as she is a local hero here in the Tufts campus and in the Somerville area. And I'm thrilled to have that. I have a working turntable. Thank you, Sue, very much for my turntable. So these were some of the musicians that I have purchased music from recently. Amethyst Kia, The Wild Reeds, Eve O'Donovan. Amethyst Kia has played a few times here in Cambridge over at Sinclair, and that was Hitchin' a Ride from the recording Pensive Pop. The Wild Reeds, Everything Looks Better, in parentheses, in hindsight, and that is from the recording The World We Built. And then ending with Eve O'Donovan. This album, Eve O'Donovan Plays Nebraska, was a repress of that particular album. That song is titled My Father's House. And so Eve O'Donovan has such a commitment also to selling music through record stores, Bandcamp, and at performances, that this repress is only available in those three areas. So you have to go to a record store and physically buy it, go to a show and physically buy it, or go on to Bandcamp and you can buy the album there. So fantastic approach to getting music out there. And vinyl is so fun. It's so fun playing it on a turntable. I'm going to go back to this article that Jane had sent us, Why Are Women So Marginalized by the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. It was published in The Guardian. It was written by Courtney Love. And so the nominations for this year, that were announced last month, is just a reminder of how extraordinary a woman must be to make it in what is deemed this boys' club. And so there were some very well-known names who were nominated. Kate Bush, Cindy